So we're continuing in our worship, on our sermon series. Did you see what he just did? Our passage this morning is Genesis 17, verses 15 through 21. If you want to follow along in a moment, we'll have it on the screen behind me. You can look it up in your Bibles or on your Bible app on your phone or mobile device, whichever you have. So when I was getting ready to go to college, I took all the tests that you're supposed to take. And some of the results that came back told me that I was going to be a C student, right? And so I thought I knew better than that. I thought that I could do better. And so, but I did question myself. But when I got to college, partly because of the information I received, I studied harder than I'd ever studied before, and I made the dean's list. Every semester but two, and the two semesters I didn't make the dean's list, I made the president's list. And so I'm not trying to brag on myself, but I think the information that I got gave me that extra motivation to do something that I'd never done before. I think if you talked to my guidance counselor when I was in high school and told her that I was going to make the grades that I would make in college, she would have laughed at you, right? So... But what I want to point out from this passage is that God has the ability to accomplish anything he wants. He does. You know, even if the world questions his ability and his faithfulness, he works out his plan regardless. Even when the world laughs, he is God. And I think that we'll see that in the passages we'll be digging into this morning. But first, let's look at our main passage, which is Genesis 17, starting in verse 15. It says this: "And God said to Abraham, 'As for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she shall become nations. Kings of peoples shall come from her.' Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said to himself, 'Shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? Shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child?' And Abraham said to God, 'Oh, that Ishmael might live before you.' And God said, 'No, Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his offspring after him. As for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and multiply him greatly. He shall father 12 princes, and I will make him into a great nation. But I will establish my covenant with Isaac from Sarah, whom Sarah shall bear to you at this time next year.'" And this is the word of the Lord. Praise be to God. So God is talking to Abraham here. He's 99 years old. 99 years old. Sarah, his wife, is 90. Is 90. It kind of breaks your brain a little bit to think that God could have a 90-year-old have a child, right? In verse 17, this is Abraham's reaction. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said to himself, "Shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? Shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child?" He laughed. He's saying, "That's not possible. We've been trying forever, right? In fact, we've kind of taken it into our own hands at times. But there's no way, God, that you could have that Sarah could have a child." And then Sarah hears the plan. This is in chapter 18. This is verses 9 through 15. It says, "They said to him, 'Where is Sarah, your wife?' And he said, 'She is in the tent.' The Lord said, 'I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son.' And Sarah was listening at the tent door behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in years. The way of women had ceased to be with Sarah. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, "After I am worn out and my Lord is old, shall I have pleasure?" The Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Shall I indeed bear a child now that I'm old?' Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you about this time next year, and Sarah shall have a son." But Sarah denied it, saying, "I didn't laugh," for she was afraid. And he said, "No, but you did laugh." She laughed, right? She had the same exact response to hearing this news that her husband Abraham had. That's not possible. It's not possible. Don't get me wrong, they weren't the only ones that have ever laughed in God throughout history, you know, or questioned his plans. If God had spoken to me audibly 20 years ago and said, "Michael, you're going to be a pastor," I'd have laughed. No, That's not me. I couldn't do that. Or, "Michael, you're going to meet your wife at a Boy Scout camp." Yeah. See, you laughed. I would laugh at that too. But it happened. You know? Sarah and Abraham never thought it would be possible. In fact, I said earlier that they took it into their own hands. They were so desperate for a child that Sarah gave her handmaiden to Abraham to bear a child. And that child is Ishmael, and he was born first. He was Abraham's firstborn. Before y'all get a little out of whack here with Abraham, it was custom in this time, in that time frame, for there to be a surrogate if you weren't able to have a child. Right? It was still a lack of faith in God that they went through that process. Right? He already told Abraham that he was going to bless him and he was going to give him many offspring from his own body. And this is going back, I believe, to chapter 15. "And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, 'This man shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir.' And he brought him outside and said, 'Look toward heaven and the number of stars, if you are able to number them.' Then he said to him, 'So shall your offspring be.' And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness." Abraham was a man of faith, and in this moment when God is telling him, "Your offspring are going to number as the stars in the heavens," he believed him. He believed him. And he showed faith, and it said that God counted this as righteousness to him. In fact, if you look into the book of Hebrews, it counts Abraham as a man of faith, and it looks back to this point. Right? Abraham was a man of faith, and he believed God when God told him that his offspring would number as the stars in the sky. Yet when God came to him and told him, "Your wife, who is 90 years old, is going to have a baby," you laughed at him. He laughed. He laughed. There was no belief that she could have a child. But let's look forward and see what happened. In chapter 21, in verse 1 through verse 7, it says, "The Lord visited Sarah, as he said, and the Lord did to Sarah as he had promised. And Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the time of which God had spoken to him. Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son when he was 8 days old, and God had commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born. And Sarah said, 'God has made laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh over me.' And she said, 'Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age.'" God was faithful to his promise, and Isaac was born. He was faithful, and Isaac was born. And in verse 6, "And Sarah said, 'God has made laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh over me.'" The laughter of disbelief that was in chapter 18 has been replaced with laughter of joy because God was faithful to her. And he kept his promise to her and to Abraham. And if y'all don't know, Isaac, who is the favorite of God, has a son named Jacob. And Jacob has 12 sons. Jacob's name is changed to Israel. And his sons had sons. And his nation grew. And we are counted among the offspring of Abraham through our faith in Jesus Christ, who was a direct descendant of Abraham. And so all those who have placed their faith in Jesus Christ, all those who have placed their faith in a God that could have Sarah at 90 years old bear a child, are counted among his offspring. And we number like the stars in the heavens. Would Abraham have ever guessed that God would accomplish that? No. In fact, when God said he was going to do it, he laughed. But God did it anyway. It wasn't possible, was it? God's covenant was with Sarah's son. And again, we get this birth order thing out of order, right? And I talked about Jacob. Jacob was the second born. You know, he was holding the heel of Esau when he came out. He was the second born, so Esau was the heir. But God blessed Jacob. God used Jacob. He made the same kind of covenant here. Ishmael was the firstborn. But God said, I'm going to start my covenant with the son of Sarah. Right? He still blessed Ishmael, and Ishmael became the head of a family of many princes. But Isaac was the one that God made his covenant with. There are stories of God's power like this all over the Bible. There's moments when the world would laugh and God shut them up. Right? Think about Noah and the ark. Here he is, he's building an ark, a huge, huge ship on dry land. And when people saw him doing this, they laughed at him. It took him forever to build it. They laughed at him. Were they laughing when the rains came? No, but Noah was. My God is faithful, and he has saved me from this. Right? Think about David and Goliath. Here's this kid with a pocket full of stones and a sling going up against this giant. He couldn't even put on the armor of Saul and carry the weight of it. So he went out there without armor, without a sword. If the world had been told that this young man, the youngest of Jesse's children, was going to kill this giant, they'd have laughed. And Goliath did laugh. And what did God do? He shut them up. Think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Right? They're getting thrown into a furnace that was steeped, that was so hot that the men that threw them in died from the heat. And they said, we refuse to bow down to your idol because our God can save us. And even if he doesn't, we know that he can. And what did God do? I'm sure there were people standing there listening and laughing at them. And God saved them. Not even a hair on their head was singed when they came out of the furnace. And an emperor bowed down at their feet. Right? Think about Daniel in the lion's den. It's the same situation. We're going to throw you in and you're going to be devoured. If Daniel had stood up and said, it's not going to happen, they'd have laughed at him. Think about Jonah. Do you think Jonah, if you told him that he was going to be swallowed by a big fish and spit out on dry land to do what God told him to do, he probably would have laughed. And also, think about the Battle of Jericho. The people in Jericho, these people were just walking around and blowing trumpets and shouting and screaming, right? If you had told the people in the city that this was going to cause the walls to fall down, they'd have laughed at you. So many times in history, people have laughed at God and God has said, I can do the impossible. It doesn't matter what you think is possible. I can make it happen. God is a powerful God and He can do anything He wants. Are we a people who laugh? He has accomplished your salvation for you. That is a miracle. So God is perfect, He is pure, He is holy, He is without sin. He can't even be in the presence of sin. We are sinful people. We have spit in His face, we have run away from Him. Right? If you didn't know the story, but you truly understood your sin, if somebody told you that God was going to save you by sending His Son to die for you, you'd probably laugh. No way. No way. Your salvation is a miracle. God saved you. There are many, many people who don't believe that they're good enough for God. They don't think that they're savable, right? And they might laugh at you if you tell them that God loves them to the point that He would not even spare His own Son to save them from their sin, from their depravity. There are people out there that think that they're at the point of no return in their relationship with God. But on the other hand, there are people who think that they are good enough to save themselves. And they might laugh if they heard you say that your sin has separated you from God and you don't understand the full depth of how sinful you are. And they would laugh because they think they've done enough to save themselves. Both of those kind of people need salvation. Is God God? Or are you God in your life? God can save you if you're pompous and haughty and you turn your nose up at people because you think you're better than them. But He can also save you even if you think that He can't. It's a miracle that He would send His Son to go through the torture He went through to show us that He loves us. He went into the grave, but then He rose again, which was a miracle. If you had heard that story and had not witnessed it and didn't have the Holy Spirit working in your life, you'd probably laugh at it. God has revealed to you that that is the truth. He's been faithful to us. He's been faithful to His people. And He provided a way for salvation for sinners like you and me. And if God is God, let Him be God. Because He can accomplish amazing things. God's people have examples of provision in their lives. His provision. You know, I did become a pastor. I did meet my wife at a Boy Scout camp. God has provided for me when I didn't know where it was going to come from. In desperate times, God used Sarah, a 90-year-old woman, to bless the world. It's not just in Scripture that we can see his provision. We can see it in our daily lives. If we know him, we know he can do it. Even if he chooses not to, you can laugh with joy at his past and present provisions, knowing that he's been faithful. He is currently faithful. He will be faithful in the future because he promises to. He promised his people that he would provide salvation. He promised his people that he will return. I long for that day. Right? Amen.